Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy, Stars fans. I'm Joey Erickson, former producer of 105.3 The Fan, and I am joined alongside by Spits and Suds host Gavin Spittle as we have a collaboration of Spits and Suds and Locked On Stars today, and we are going to do a Dallas Stars season award show because the Stars do not get enough love in the NHL media for all the numerous awards they have. So we're going to hand out some specific awards to Dallas Stars only today. But first off, Gavin, thank you so much for joining me. How's the off season been treating you so far?
Man, I love these collabs. There really hasn't been an off season. One of the things that we've done is just like you, we continue going. So, you know, we just these episodes and there's been a lot of content to talk about. That's the thing. It's hockey has become kind of like the NFL where it's, you know, 365 days a year, basically, and watching the Stanley Cup, but then all this news coming out and obviously the national awards and trade rumors and free agency and Darnell Nurse, Dylan Larkin. It's been all over the place.
Yeah, we have the draft in a few weeks as well. We're going to dive into some of the more basic off-season topics on today's show as well. This could take a while. Who knows? But it'll be good to dive into all of it with the Stars having a pretty busy past few weeks with their move to Plano upcoming, all that good stuff. So we'll certainly touch on those topics as well. But let's go ahead and start with our first award. And I figure we just start with the most basic, the Hart Memorial Trophy.
Yeah.
Who of course, is given to the most valuable player to his team during the regular season. So Gavin, I'll give you the honors. Which Dallas Star deserves the Hart Trophy this season?
My Hart Trophy goes to the same player that was voted to the NHL's first team all-star for the year, mm-hmm. Jason Robertson. What a tremendous year for Robertson when he needed it most contract-wise. And even in the playoffs, he proved. Because a few years ago, a lot of people said, well, Jason Robertson can't do it in the playoffs. And we saw what he did in the Western Conference Finals against Edmonton, how he was their best player. I thought he was one of their best players in this year's playoffs as well. So Jason Robertson gets my Hart Trophy.
I concur. I can't argue with you on this one. I would love to throw another name out there, but I think it's Jason Robertson all the way. What a season he had when he most needed it. And it's not just the goal scoring as well. It's the all-around play that he brings on both sides of the puck. Also brought a more physical edge to his game this year. I think many Stars did, but had some of that savviness and edge throughout the season. And to put up 45 goals like he did in numerous ways. It's not like he was just a power play merchant. In terms of his goal scoring, you can maybe say that about Wyatt Johnston, but 21 did it in all three zones. And as you mentioned, he did it at a perfect time. I think I recall Sam Reinhart a couple of years ago. Didn't he put up like 50 goals in a contract year before he re-signed with the Florida Panthers? We'll get to the contract conversation with Jason Robertson later, but yes, the Hart Trophy certainly goes to Jason Robertson. He would get the Art Ross as well. Now I want to go to this so you can maybe give it to another Dallas Star, but the Ted Lindsay Award, which is given to the outstanding player of the NHL. This is strictly voted by members of the NHL Players Association. So it seems to differ, which is a bit weird. I think the awards in the NHL are a tad bit weird. So
yeah,
if you wanted to give a most outstanding player the Ted Lindsay Award, would that differ from Jason Robertson for you?
It's still Jason Robertson. Wyatt Johnston certainly enters my conversation. But I think at the end of the day, what you said is absolutely correct, Joey. What he was able to do, not just scoring, but become that complete player that we've always wanted him to, I think, therefore, he wins that award as well.
So to fight you back on that, I'll give it to Wyatt Johnston. Just to switch it up. Broke a franchise record, of course, 27 power play goals. It led the NHL. He had 45 goals on the season. And I think what impresses me most about Wyatt Johnston, at 22 years of age, his goal scoring has continued to increase each and every year. Just the progression of his game. His point totals have progressed each and every year. And now he's over a point per game. And his age 22 season with 86 points, he played the most of any other forward throughout the regular season and was an absolute menace against shorthanded opposition. I think that was a nice progression to his game. Also, it was really his first full season of getting power play 1 minutes, because in years past, he's sort of been limited with some of those minutes. So he finally got the opportunity to play on the big unit, so to speak. And he did it when, you know, the Stars had quite a few injuries. It's not like Mikko Rantanen was there the entire time. Probably, you know, 20 of the 27 goals. But, you know, as Rantanen went down and some others went down, even Arope Hintz, like, he was still able to have that production and played better in the postseason this year than maybe last year. Still has some ways to go or ways to improve, where, you know, as Jason Robertson kind of he showed like he can be a dude. Johnston still has some room to grow in that area. But at the same time, I think for a guy that's so young, he has to be used to being the guy that opposition's kind of game plan against, like, hey, let's not let 53 beat us here, as they do with Jason Robertson and Mikko Rantanen. But I'll give it to Wyatt Johnston, because he had such a phenomenal regular season. Him and Robo, of course, what a year it was. They were just fantastic. And it's not every year that I think the Stars are going to have 245 goal scorers. So,
right.
Just in that fact, that was a pretty cool feat. So I'll give the Ted Lindsay Award to
and I like that choice. Absolutely. It's tough to argue against that. It's a regular season award. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'll say about Wyatt Johnston, and this is nitpicking, and I think it comes with age. Mm-hmm. Next year in the playoffs, what's going to happen, similar to what Minnesota did as far as shutting down the middle?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I think a healthy Mikko Rantanen opens up a lot more space for you, and you're able to go to work. I mean, when you pull Wyatt Johnston's goals, the majority of them are in the bumper position.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota, I thought, did a great job taking that position away from the Stars in the playoffs. But this is a regular season award. I agree with you. Wyatt Johnston continues to impress me. He's, to me, the first line center on this team. Mm-hmm. I think a healthy Roope Hintz, drop him down to a second or third line at this point. And we go from there.
Yeah, Minnesota forced Dallas to force someone else to beat them. And they still sort of did on the power play, because it was so good. But that's exactly right. They weren't letting 53 just tee off there in the middle of the slot. Stars had to go other places. Okay, before we get into a break, let's give out a Calder Trophy. So, rookie, and this is kind of hard. I don't think the Stars maybe had one, well, maybe two or three actual rookies. So this can be just a young player award, if you will. I know Justin Ritzkovian, so I don't know. That may change up some of your plans. So I'll give you some time to think about it. But I think maybe you should give a caveat, just because there wasn't like a strict rookie. So we'll just do it like a young player award. So I don't know what the age cutoff is, but maybe 24, 25 years and younger. So I'll lead us off here, and I'm going to give a rogue shout, just because I really, really enjoyed him. And I'll give it to R2Huru is going to be my Calder Memorial Trophy. I thought he did everything you could ask out of a player that played the majority of the season in the AHL. They needed him to come up because of the injuries, and he really stepped right in and didn't give up his spot in a lot of ways. He was just excellent in the faceoff dot, which was really important for Dallas because they lost so many key center icemen in that aspect. He just did a wonderful job of filling in, playing consistent. And he popped in some offense here and there. I thought he actually was rather impactful in the postseason against Minnesota. Did that really translate to offense? No, but you could say that about a lot of individuals for Dallas. So I'll give it to Huru just because I'm really excited to see where maybe his game goes. And it felt like he had the trust of the coaching staff for such a young player. And as we know, in a league that has a hard cap space, you need young, cheap players to have an impact. So I'll give it to Huru. And he's got one of the best names ever. So I'll
give it to him. He does. And my only question is the scoring.
Yes.
Is he going to be a specialty player or is he going to be an all-around player? And that is to be determined. I mean, Radek Fox is a very good specialty player. Mm-hmm. But we obviously know the Stars need some scoring depth. I'm giving it to Justin Ritzkovian. I thought that he was pretty consistent throughout the season. He went from the first line all the way down to the fourth line. Physicality. I think he added a lot to the team. I think the future's bright for Ritzy. I think he has a nice scoring touch. And I think as he grows more comfortable, that will emerge as well. If Maverick Bork was available, eligible for this award, which he might be, then certainly that second half certainly puts Maverick Bork in contention. Something clicked in with Maverick Bork. And it wasn't until really the second half where all of a sudden we saw a chippy Maverick Bork. It was almost like he had a sit down or something that we don't know about. But I like that part of Maverick Bork's game. So, but overall, I'm going to give it to Justin Ritzkovian. I think he came out of nowhere, started the season in Texas. I thought he had a great preseason. Yeah. I thought he should have made the regular season roster. But when he was called up, he made sure that he wouldn't be sent back down.
Yeah, I don't think anybody truly thought we were going to get a full 81 game season out of Justin Ritzkovian, and boy did he take advantage of his opportunity in every sense of the imagination, getting the opportunity to play with the Wyatt Johnston and Miko Rantanen for a large chunk of the year. I'm curious if he's going to find himself in that situation again, because we know the Stars had so many injuries. Is he going to put up those offensive numbers if he's playing lower in the lineup? Right. I don't know. That'll be tough. You could say that about every player, though. Even Maverick Bork to some degree, he started to produce, but even when he was given opportunities to play up in the lineup, maybe last year or the previous couple of years, he didn't necessarily take advantage of it. Justin Ritzkovian did. And the Stars need those types of players too. I just like to swagger. He has the swagger of an undrafted guy, right? Where he comes in, and I think that game against Edmonton where the Stars were just beating down the Oilers and he's going to the bench and he's chirping. Like, the Stars need some of that, where it's like McDavid's looking at you like, who the heck are you? But you need some of that. Just some of the
agitators.
Just some agitators and being a bit clueless too to some degree. Like, I'm gonna go after the best player in the world. I'm gonna go after those guys on the bench. Be naive. It's good to have some of that young naivety. So he was a lot of fun. So of course that was probably the most obvious Calder, but certainly deserved for Ritzkovian. So I had to maybe give a caveat so we could jump somebody in there. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're gonna give out a Selke, we're gonna give out a Norris, and also maybe a Vesna, because there's two options there. So I'm curious where Gavin goes with those. So we'll do that in just a moment.
Look around. What do you see? cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.